Track 36.
My name's Laura. I'm an editor at National Geographic Learning. When I first watched Maysoon Zaid's TED Talk, I got 99 problems, palsy is just one, I was in complete awe over what an inspirational, vibrant and funny person she was, and I laughed all the way through. Maysoon Zaid brims with confidence and charisma. She sits on a high bar stool on stage, and her presence fascinates the auditorium. She begins by forthrightly saying that she isn't drunk, but has cerebral palsy, and that's the reason why she shakes. By answering the unasked question in everyone's mind, she clears the way for what she has to say. The main content of her talk covers how she grew up in New Jersey with three older sisters and parents who treated her exactly like their other offspring and expected just as much from her. These loving expectations set by her family enabled her to live a normal life and to succeed. She went to the same schools as her siblings and danced and wore high-heeled shoes and learned to drive like any teenager. There are lots of things that she has achieved at such a young age. Things that I would love to do but would never have the courage to do, such as tap dancing on Broadway, walking the red carpet, setting up a charity and co-founding her own comedy festival, all in spite of the limitations people have tried to place on her because of her cerebral palsy, gender and Palestinian ethnicity. Her quick wit is hilariously funny and often hard-hitting. For example, she says she bets that we have at some point wished we were a little disabled, if only to be able to park nearer shops. She found her niche in comedy after being refused roles in the acting profession, because producers were only interested in casting perfect actresses. I found her mention of the negative remarks that people have made about her on social media so upsetting. She says that she never got hateful comments at school or at live gigs, only on the internet. What a cowardly act to make comments like that with the distance and anonymity of the internet. Hopefully, the more people who watch this brilliant woman's talk, the more the positive images of disability that she wishes to foster will spread. The positive mantra instilled in her by her father that "you can do it, yes you can," is something that everyone should take on board. It's about all of us being able to set ourselves challenges and having the confidence to try things. Her attitude is so infectious. It's inspired me to push myself to try the things that I've been too scared to do. Maybe I'll start by taking up tap dancing.